This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Lucas, will you pop on for a second? I want to read your text from earlier when we were talking about Niners playoff expectations. Quote, I may be delusional because I know how bad this defense is, RN.
That means right now.
Right now, yeah. It's not like a prescription thing.
Shorthand, yeah.
Anyway.
Registered nurse.
Right. Yeah. But I'll still be disappointed by anything less than winning it all. It's wide open. Go do it.
Love it.
Yeah. Little Nike commercial action there at the end. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, explain yourself. Like,
as a fan, I can just put myself in week 17, week 18. Let's just say I don't even know where they're going to end up, what seed, who they're playing, if they're playing at home, on the road. Doesn't matter. If they lose, I'm gonna be disappointed. Could be the first round, could be the NFC Championship game, could be the Super Bowl. No matter what, especially if they win that first round, win the second round, like, my expectations are gonna increase as it goes, and I'm gonna think that, you know, it's gonna become more realistic in my head that they have a real chance to do something. It takes forever to get through an NFL season. You have this many wins already. Your schedule was what it was. You did what you were supposed to do to this point. Even if they go up against the Rams and they lose in the first round, whatever, I'm going to be disappointed. I've seen them beat every team that they could possibly face in the NFC on this side of the bracket. I have zero confidence in. I've already seen them beat who I believe are the two best teams in the NFC, the Rams and the Seahawks. I've already seen them beat these two teams. I have no confidence in the Eagles, no confidence in the Packers. I think the Lions are just as fake as those last two teams I mentioned. I believe in Kyle Shanahan. I know what Brock Purdy is. And you mentioned it in the text. This defense is bad. Their two best players, their two most important players, haven't played in a long time. And honestly, I think they've been lucky to stay above water on that side of the ball to this point. I know the facts. But as a fan, I'm going to be disappointed if they lose.
Well, sure. And I mean, the fan side of it, that I get. But see, and I mean, to me, this is now how we end up back at the conversation we've been having for a while, which it tells me, like, Dibs, when I listen to that. So, Lucas, you have the fever. You have the fever. I don't know if everybody's got the fever yet. And I'm still like drawn to that feeling of walking out of the Carolina game. And it does feel like it was forever ago, but it wasn't. It was 2 weeks and 2 days ago. And the 49ers hosted Carolina. And we walked to our cars after a W and three Brock Purdy interceptions And people were kind of just like, eh. I mean, all right, we won. That's my description of what it was like being at that game.
Yeah.
What was it, 20-7 or something like that? 20-9?
20-9.
Three picks.
Carolina had zero snaps in the red zone. And you basically, your defense was dominant
right.
against an offense that was, you know, not great. And, you know, if Brock Purdy would have been just ordinary, you win that game by 25 or 30 points.
Totally.
But he wasn't, and you didn't. So,
I mean, you all know what it's like to go to a stadium when it's playoff fever. You know. The whole crowd walks to their car, and it's kind of like, oh, like it's just this consistent
yep.
kind of screaming through the hallways. People are high-fiving. Some of them are just wasted out of their minds. That's what it's like. That wasn't happening. There was none of that. Absolutely none of that after the Carolina game. It was just like, wow, a lot of traffic, and the Niners are better than okay. Like, that was the vibe. Yeah, Grandy, what did you want to say?
Well, I'm in the same boat as Lucas, and I think part of the reason for me is this isn't just the Shanahan era, but in my lifetime, Niner teams that I can remember, like I was too young for the end of the Steve Young and even the Jeff Garcia days when they made the playoffs with those quarterbacks. In my lifetime, where I can remember Niners teams making the playoffs, and this includes all of the Shanahan playoff runs, they go at least to the NFC Championship game every single time.
Yeah, true.
I haven't really experienced a Niner first-round playoff loss that I can remember. And the issue for me was getting to the playoffs. But once you get to the playoffs, it's like, all right, this is every game's a coin flip. You never know what could happen. And I have confidence in Shanahan in a single game kind of scenario to give his team the best shot, yeah, even if they're maybe at a talent deficit.
I get that. I mean, when's the last time the Niners lost in the first round?
Not under Shanahan.
No, definitely not under Shanahan. Right. And not under Harbaugh either, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, they went to the NFC Championship game every year under Harbaugh.
Right.
Every year they made the playoffs.
Every year that they made the playoffs. When's the last time the Niners lost in the first round? I literally cannot remember.
2001.
Jeez.
Yep.
And what
How
was
many
that
playoff
game?
Appearances is that, though?
Since then? I mean, there's all the Garoppolos. There's the Kaepernick.
Like 7 or 8?
There's the Purdy's.
8 is the answer, yep.
8. Wow.
8.
Wow, that was, wow.
Garrison Hurst, comeback player of the year. 0-1. They lost to the Packers 25-15 in that game.
That game has been stricken from the record. I can't even place it. I can't even place it.
It was at Lambeau Field, as you like to say.
The tundra of Lambeau
totally.
Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yeah. Okay. So that's fair. Like, that's our historical brain kind of comes in and takes over. And
some are all in Madden on the call.
Oh, my God. I mean, and far be it for me to ask any 49er fan to get to the playoffs and be like, all right, now let's be rational. Like, that's not what we do. There's no point in that. Make terrible food, freak out, wear a cape. I don't care. Like, yeah, I get that there's two kinds of disappointment, I guess, is what I'm saying. There's the disappointment that's just baked into this. We're here to root for our team, and we lost. Like, Steiny's going to be disappointed when Tulane loses. Even though Tulane's going to lose. They just are.
They're going to get rocked.
They're going to get absolutely slobber-knockered.
Yep.
And he's going to be disappointed.
This guy is such a D.
Hey, man, that's fine. Not the first time I've said that. But, like, yeah, that's what I believe is going to happen, and there will be that disappointment. But that's different than the other disappointment. I don't think that there's expectation. Nobody from Tulane or James Madison is heading to these games with expectation. There's hope.
Yeah.
And when hope doesn't come through, you're disappointed. When expectation doesn't come through, then you're like kind of mad.
You're pissed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think about the Warriors last year when you lose Steph Curry after game one and you're up 1-0. Your expectations really slid down into Hopeville. And when they lost, I mean, you wanted them to at least not lose in five. But when they did lose in five, you could at least say, all right, I get it. Like, you weren't as devastated as you were when you lost to the Lakers a couple of years prior when Lonnie Walker IV came in and put it on you. Like, that to me was more painful than losing to the T-Wolves without Steph, to your point.
I agree with that. Yeah, so there's two kinds of, like, I guess that'd be the best way for me to define it. I still think the Niner fan base is in a state of hope. I don't think you're yet in a state of expectation. And maybe Lucas and Granny, maybe you two are you're over here in Outlierville.
Expectation to make the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, for me, it's expectations to now win a game because I don't think you're going to be the seventh seed. And even if you are the seventh seed, like, none of these teams you're going to face are that scary.
They're not that scary.
No,
I'd like
they're all broken. They're flawed.
I'd like to avoid Lambeau Field. I just would. That's not me even saying the Packers are awesome.
Brock loves cold games, apparently. He likes it frigid.
Yep. Boy, the recent returns would suggest you're right.
Yeah, as we get closer
to it,
he
does the Dougie.
We can talk about, like, matchups and which one is good and which one is bad. I want to avoid Philadelphia. Because I think that matchup...
Oh, I don't. They suck.
That's a bad matchup for the Niners.
Why?
Because of what they can do and their receivers. I don't think that you have the corners who can guard them. You can't pressure Jalen Hurts.
Ooh.
You can't guard their tight end.
Yeah, their offensive line is broken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.